This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. For people battling back from an injury or trying to live with a chronic condition, medical gear can be the key to recovery. If insurance won't pick up the tab, the cost can be devastating. A North Texas nonprofit that's part salvage yard, part repair shop, is trying to bridge the gap. Used medical equipment isn't something people display at garage sales or bring to consignment shops. Old wheelchairs and empty hospital beds usually gather dust in the garage or the hall closet, or worse.
We called one place and they said, oh, gee, I wish you'd called earlier. We just threw 25 wheelchairs in the trash.
Betty Hersey is executive director of DME Exchange, which stands for Durable Medical Equipment. The East Dallas nonprofit has a simple mission: to clean and repair medical gear and give it to patients who can't get insurance to pay for what they need. The organization's been open less than 3 years and has given out close to 1,800 pieces of equipment.
Canes, walkers, wheelchairs, hospital beds, tub transfer benches, shower chairs, slings, patient lifts, all those kinds of things.
On this particular afternoon, volunteers are sanitizing chairs, and DME's one full-time technician is sorting hospital bed frames. Rigo Rodriguez can fix a lot of the donated equipment, and what he can't fix, he dismantles.
Maybe the frame is damaged. Maybe the frame has a crack or a bend or something like that of a wheelchair. We'll salvage the parts. Casters, wheel locks, upholstery, arm pads, all that stuff we can eventually use down the road.
Betty Hersey says sometimes all that is standing in the way of a patient recovering at home is medical equipment.
They're in the hospital, which they can't afford. And they are medically ready to go home, but the problem is they don't have money for the equipment. The hospital can't discharge them until they find that equipment for them.
Kurt Mayo knows all about recovering at home.
Well, when I was 26, I had a car wreck. I ran off the road and hit a tree, and it broke my neck, paralyzed me. And I've been this way for 18 years, I guess.
Mayo can't walk and can't use his hands. He's in a lot of pain, so these days he spends most of his time in bed watching movies at his home in Southeast Dallas. DME Exchange had already given him a power wheelchair and stepped up again when he needed a special mattress with pumped-in air.
It keeps me from having bed sores on my body, and they seem to find me an air mattress too, and I'm really grateful.
Air mattresses cost anywhere from $500 to $2,000 if you pay out of pocket. Much too expensive for Mayo.
I just want to relax. I just want to take it easy. I'm tired of having to fight just to try to be normal.
Taking the fight out of recovery is what DME Exchange is all about. Sometimes that means giving someone a walker so they can cook their own dinner with a broken leg. Sometimes it means keeping a man comfortable in bed after a life-changing car accident. Courtney Collins, KERA News.